The Secretary General of the Commission representing small island nations told the International Court of Justice that her member states face losing their land, history, culture, and heritage to the ravages of global warming.
As the waves wash away the graves of our ancestors, we sit and wait and wonder what our future will hold for our future generation. We as COSIS members are united. We are united in the belief that international law is central in addressing the injustice of climate change. History will record that we refuse to stay silent. No, we won't be silent in the face of a situation that we are least responsible for.
ACLO Fapinelu is from the small Pacific Island nation of Tuvalu, which is at risk of disappearing below rising seas. She spoke on the last day of a two-week court hearing requested by the United Nations General Assembly. It asked the International Court of Justice for an advisory opinion on what countries worldwide are legally required to do to combat climate change and to help vulnerable nations fight its devastating impacts. The U.S., Britain, China, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the European Union were among those rejecting a legal basis for a more expansive court ruling. They said the international court should instead defer to the Paris Climate Agreement, which relies on countries to act voluntarily. Josephine Norris is a legal representative for the European Union.
There is no commonly agreed mechanism for allocating or attributing so-called fair shares or for calculating so-called carbon budgets. If the court were to accede to the request to introduce such a mechanism, this would undermine the basis on which the parties consented to the Paris Agreement. It would not lead to a better outcome for humankind.
But the island and other vulnerable nations supporting court action said there are principles of international law that would underpin a robust court opinion. They cited respect for state sovereignty and the right to survival. The attorney for the small island nation said the commitments countries have made under the Paris Climate Accords are clearly inadequate.
There has already been significant harm, and it is ongoing. And the world is nearly out of time to prevent the worst effects. The effects have been felt first and worst by small island states.
The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom, told the court that the climate crisis is among the most significant health challenges facing humanity, affecting water supplies, food, entire health systems, and the spread of disease.
Only a rapid and equitable phase out of fossil fuels can protect the health of both people and the planet from the climate crisis.
The International Court of Justice ruling will be advisory, but advocates say it could form the basis for future lawsuits, both domestically and internationally. A court ruling is expected sometime next year. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.